This episode is brought to you by 7 Weeks to Radical Self-Trust, my new group coaching program designed to help you to develop a consistent practice of purposeful actions rooted in your capacity for steadfast self-awareness and self-loyalty. Through the program, you'll develop self-knowledge and skills that will lead to an alignment of values with actions, clarity of direction and peace with decision-making, increased self-confidence and self-acceptance, magnetism, energized focus, and meaningful productivity. Learn more and register for the next offering of 7 Weeks to Radical Self-Trust at katielinder.work/RST. You're listening to Lifework Q&A, episode 123. Welcome to Lifework Q&A, where I answer a listener question each week and provide resources and guidance to help you take your life and work to the next level. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I want to talk about burdens, and in particular, the burden that you might not even have kind of acknowledged to yourself that you need to let go of, or that it's even a burden at all. And I've been thinking about this because recently I had one of these burdens, and I was able to kind of let go of it, and it made such a difference. I didn't even realize how big of a deal it was until I wasn't dealing with it anymore, and wow. So I thought I would talk a little bit about it. I am going to talk about it in the abstract because it is kind of a difficult professional situation that I found myself in. And I just don't like throwing people under the bus about stuff like this. But I'll talk about it in enough detail, hopefully to get the point across. So I had a situation that for probably the last 6 months or so of 2018 was incredibly challenging. And probably the most challenging part about it was my communication with a couple different people, where I just felt like every time we communicated, like I'd leave the conversation feeling okay, but like the conversation itself was a real challenge. Like I always felt like we were missing the boat with each other. We weren't fully understanding what the other person was saying, or, you know, the other person would say, I do understand what you're saying, but maybe not really. I mean, it was just like one of the hardest communication challenges I've had probably in my entire professional career. I don't usually have this issue where I am like just continually missing the boat when it comes to communicating with other people. And as you might be able to tell from my projects, from this podcast, from anything you've learned about me over a period of time, I really want to make this kind of stuff work. I really want to be in really positive professional relationships. I want to make sure that I'm doing my part and that there isn't miscommunication. And so I had this situation where kind of continually it was this miscommunication, and it got to the point where I was really dreading having conversations. I was also, you know, really finding myself challenged in my conversations with a particular individual to not be like, you could hear in the tone of my voice, like how frustrated I was. And I just don't find that professional. I have never had a situation where I feel like professionally I kind of lost my cool as much as I was doing with this particular professional relationship. And it was just really challenging. Now, part of the issue was that we were kind of coming back around to the same problem over and over again. And I was trying all these different solutions and none of them were working. And so every time I would try one and it didn't work and like the same problem kind of cropped up, I would get more and more frustrated. And so finally I got to the point, and I talked about this a lot with my partner, where I just said, you know, I think I need to walk away from this project. Like, I don't think I can do this. And it's stressing me out. It feels really negative. You know, like I don't feel like I'm able to contribute what I want to. And I'm to the point where I'm so frustrated that I feel like I need to just kind of like remove myself from this situation. And as soon as I had that thought, it was kind of like a little bit of a burden was already lifted, because I think part of what happens in these situations when you do have a burden, whether or not you realize it or not, is you don't think you can let it go. Like, you don't think that you can just walk away. And once I realized I could walk away, like it wouldn't be the ideal. It was certainly not what I wanted to do, but it was such a situation of kind of challenge and difficulty for me that I was like, you know what? I think I can just kind of say that I don't want to do this anymore. So this is what happened. I went to this person and I basically was just completely honest. And I said, it makes me so uncomfortable to have these conversations, to have the same problem over and over again, to, you know, feel like I'm not being as professional as I want to be, to constantly be frustrated. Like, this is just not the relationship I want. I don't want to have this professional relationship with you. And I feel like it's, you know, it's causing problems in other areas, and we need to fix this. And in order to do that, I'm ready to kind of walk away from this project. Now, as soon as I said that, and kind of, it was definitely an ultimatum, and this is not always something that I think everyone can do, depending on what the situation is. And I want to be clear that this was a project that I definitely had investment in, especially in terms of my time, and in terms of kind of my creative input. But it was also something where I got to the kind of breaking point and I just didn't even care. And I wasn't really willing to keep doing kind of this difficult situation just for the sake of like the investment that I'd already made. But I do recognize that not everyone can just walk away. So once I had this conversation with this person, it kind of triggered all these other things and involved some other people. And they basically were like, no, we don't want you to walk away. And let's figure this out. And they kind of came at it from another angle, I think because I was coming at it from another angle. And so when we kind of opened up the perspective to say, like, should this thing just no longer exist because it's been really hard? And I'm not someone to give up on things lightly, but I also want to hear, you know, if I'm seeing a pattern of like really difficult things and I'm like constantly banging my head against a wall, I listen to that and I will say maybe the timing is not right for this, or maybe I'm not the right person for this. Or you have to kind of be willing to acknowledge, you know, what is your role in this situation that's kind of causing the difficulty? And that was really what I was trying to do, was to say, if this is me, let's remove me from the equation because I seem to be the one who's really struggling here with communication. So once I did that and kind of acknowledged that, I got some more information from various sources that basically confirmed for me that it wasn't me that was causing some of these issues. There were some kind of extenuating circumstances that were causing some of the challenges that I was dealing with. And once I learned that, it was hugely affirming because, like I said, this was a situation that was so different than every other aspect of my professional life. And I was really starting to doubt myself in a lot of ways because of the challenges that I was having. And once I got some more information, I thought, okay, this makes way more sense. You know, like, I'm not questioning myself as much. I feel like I do have a lot more control over the situation. But the amazing thing that happened through this process of kind of confronting the situation was that I got this burden just completely lifted off my shoulders. And even though I'm still in it, I'm still kind of working toward this project, I'm still in these relationships, knowing that I could kind of make that move to walk away if I really needed to was huge. And I do feel like it really did improve the communication channels because it finally kind of communicated in a way that I think the other people could understand just how much of a challenge I was having and that I really did want to make it work, but it wasn't that worth it to me. Like, I was willing to walk away to preserve some relationships, to preserve my own kind of emotional and mental health in this situation. And I guess the thing that I didn't realize over that kind of 6-month period of this challenge, I knew it was bad, but I didn't realize just how much it was affecting me until it went away. And once it was kind of somewhat resolved, it was like a fog lifted and I could really see how challenged I had been and how much emotional energy I had been spending on this problem, how many conversations I'd had with my partner to try to talk through it and kind of troubleshoot and brainstorm ways to solve it. You know, I had spent so much energy and all of a sudden, you know, like the fog lifted and it was just this huge burden that had been released. So what I want to ask you is there something in your life right now that feels like that, that it's a burden for you and you dread it and you don't like it, you're really struggling with it, you might not see a solution to get out of it. And I'm certainly not saying walk away. That's not the kind of moral of the story. It's more about acknowledging that the burden is real and that it's there and that it's something that really needs to be addressed. Now, however you choose to address it is up to you. But for me, I'm someone who typically avoids conflict. You know, I don't want to do these confrontations. I don't want to do kind of a line in the sand, you know, where I say I'm going to walk away from something. But in this case, I think what was so burdensome for me is I felt that level of conflict every time we had a conversation. And so to kind of take it up a level and like fully confront it was what the situation needed. And that's really unusual for me to have that experience in my professional life. And so I had to kind of take that step and do that work. So I wanted to offer this, however abstract, as a kind of prompt for you to be thinking about, is there an area of burden in your own life that really needs to be addressed and that would be a huge weight off your shoulders if you were able to do that? So I would love to hear about this. You can always email me at contact@katielinder.work. You can tweet to me at @katie_linder. You can connect with me on Instagram at @katie_linder. Or as you heard last week, you can write me a letter at Katie Linder, P.O. Box 1621, Albany, Oregon, 97321. I'd love to hear from you there as well. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. LifeWork Q&A is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel and access show notes and transcripts for each episode at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes.